Okay, today's daf is Demai Dav Dalet, and we are on Gimel Amid Beis. This Masechta Shiurim are sponsored by Michael and Naomi Nudel and Avram and Devorah Weinfeld. We thank them for their sponsorship, and we are on Gimel Amid Beis towards the bottom, going through the list of items that are Kal and Sheba Demai, the ones that are kulas that we do not have to be mafir demai because we had machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shlokesh, but they are not chashev in some way, and therefore we could be makel. But now let's remember what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah listed off eight shisin rimin uzridim menoshuach menoshikma novlos hatimra gufna nitzpa eight kalon shevet demai, and then the Mishnah said ubi Yehuda o chometz and kuzbar, three more in Yehuda. As opposed to Galil, which is the northern area in the days of Talmudic Israel. So now the Gemara is going to try to figure out, what does that addition mean? What was the earlier ones? Were the earlier ones everywhere, in Yehuda and in Galil? And then the additional ones are the ones that were also in Yehuda? Or were the earlier ones only in Galil, and the second ones only in Yehuda? Not 100% clear exactly where these kulas applied. And remember the Chazanish that we did a couple of days ago, that this is all based on societal norms, and that's why the Rambam didn't quote every detail that was quoted here in the Gemara, because a lot of it goes by what people are used to, and it could be different based on different places and different times of living. So it says the Gemara about Gufnin. So Gufnin was on the list of the, it was number seven. Number seven on the list. Gufnin, what's Gufnin? Shemira, that's what Gufnin is. Okay, so Ma Bein Yehuda, now we ask. Ma Bein Yehuda Bein Begaliel. Right, the last three in the Mishnah, the additional three are Pater in Yehuda. So we know that. But the first eight are Pater in all places, or only in Galil? That's the Gemara's question. Ma bein bi Yehuda bein beGalil. So the Gemara says, min ma de mitzlin la, from the fact that people give the mashal, mital bigalalaya. People give this mashal in Galil, shumira, which is, we just said was Gufnim, which was one of the first eight. So the fact that people dafka in Galil give this mashal, they say, what is shumira? Shemar mara. It is bitter. Right, Shemar Mara. So they say, like it's like see the Bara Foldes Lashon of Ganai. They talk about this type of growth as bitter non chashuv. So min metal lucha im tivlaya. And they say, right, oh, it's so bitter, and people still have it amongst their herbs, amongst their spices. So the fact that this mashal is only said, and people only say this in Galil, hadamr begalu pater biyudachayv. It must be that the way the Mishnah is read, the first eight are only in Galil. The Kalon Shevet Demai is only in the area of Galil, because that's where they have that mashal, that they look down, so to speak, on this growth. But maybe in Yehuda, where they don't give this mashal, so then it wouldn't be a Kalon Shevet Demai in that area. Only in Galil, and not in Yehuda. And the opposite, the next, Kuzbara is the, on the, one of the three additional. In Yehuda, where the Mishnah said there's these three, Og, Chometz, and Kuzbar. So Kuzbar is, what's Kuzbar? Kuzbarta, coriander. So Ma Bein Yehuda Bein Begalil. So now the next question. So we've just established that the first eight is only in Galil and not in Yehuda. So now when the Mishnah adds on, and these three are in Yehuda, does that mean only in Yehuda? Or does that mean also in Yehuda? So, min ma dematan la metal bit daroma, the fact that they give the following mashal only in the Darom. In the Darom, that's not Galil. Kuzbara, Kuzbarta, man maslechim tavlaya, right? Who puts you amongst the spices? Right, it's unusual that this became one of the spices, even though it's not such a great spice. Hadam Reb Galil Chayevis Yehuda Petura. So we've said that each of the lines of the Mishnah, each groups of the Mishnah are exclusive. One is Galil, and one is Yehuda. That's how the Gemara seems to say. Interesting, the Gemara is learning from Mishalim that people say. Right, looking at people's behavior and say, hey, well, people talk like this, so we can learn something from it. Right, similar, Rav Salvechik has an article in the first volume of Reflections of the Rav called The Profundity of Jewish Folk Wisdom. Right, so it's not the same type of idea. Here, there's nothing inherent in these lines of wisdom. It's just noting that people are, so to speak, insulting these types of growths in these areas, so it must be that they're not chashev in these areas. Rav Salvechik's article is about the Gemara in Sanhedrin and the Bavli and Dav Zayin, where the Gemara quotes Mishalim of the of people, Mishalma people, and they learn something from the content of what they say. They learn something from the content of what they say. People used to say that when our love was great, you know, we could sleep on a bed as skinny as a sword, and we'll be fine. And when our love was not great, that the bed could be 60 amas wide, and it wouldn't be big enough for the two of us. Right? So what do you learn from there, and where do you see this in a pasuk? Right? The Gemara will quote lines like that, and the Gemara will say, oh, I see. You see that in the psukim about the Arun. Right? Hahu dog havi kamar va'azil. Right? Shiv beiru l'shalamna v'chad alevid bish. Or, when you go out of Bezdin, the azil mebedina shakal glim of Elizmir. When you go out of Bezdin, you know, grab your coat and start singing. Because even if you were, Bezdin said chayev, but it's good, because now you don't have any gezel with you. Where do you see that in the pasuk? And the Gemara goes through each of these and goes through and says in the, where do you find it in the pasuk? So he quotes there. What emerges is that Chazal had great respect for the intuitive metaphors of the common man, who, though formerly uneducated, absorbs truisms from the Torah setting in which he lives. The observant, God-fearing Jew who never had the opportunity or the intellectual ability to study Torah often manages to grasp perceptions which are well-grounded in the tradition. Right, so that's what he had. He continues and he goes through a number of the others and he connects this to the Gemara Nida Daf Lamed, where we all learn Kol HaTorah Kol in utero, and then we are caused to forget it, but there's a natural natia towards Torah truths. Every Jew comes into the world with a natural responsiveness to Torah learning. Every Jew begins with a share in Torah which was vested in him before his birth. Right? Hashem could vest something into a person. A human being can vest something. Kadosh Baruch Hu could vest something. And though he is made to forget, it is preserved in the deep recesses of his soul, waiting to be awakened by study and a favorable environment. So he goes through a number of them. But that's different than here, but it's in the same inyan la'inyan. Right there is talking about this content of the Mishalim that have certain value that reflect Torah truisms. But here, the Gemara is learning from Mishalim of people. Not that it has a Torah truism, but we're going to use it to teach us an application of a certain halacha where it applies. Okay, v'chometz. So now we get to the next on the list. Chometz means vinegar. Chometz means vinegar, and that's one of the three that were added on in Yehuda. So the Mefarshim on the Mishnah already alluded to the following. Tani, I'm Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda says, Barishona, and this is also quoted in Psachim, you might be familiar with it from there. Barishona, Hayachomet Reb Yehuda Padamana Maestras. Originally, Chometz, we're going to see Chometz has two sources. Where does Chometz vinegar come from? Either it comes from real wine, and it like spoils over time, or it the process, you know, a natural process makes it into vinegar, the warming, the fermenting, makes it into vinegar. Or real wine, it doesn't come from there, it's made from temed. Temed is just like the grape seeds and the gook that's left over after you make the real wine. You have the shirayim that are left over, and you add some water to that, and then you get chometz from there. So it starts off from something that's not chashev, and then you get the chometz. So now, when the Mishnah says, in the beginning of our Masechta, that Chometz is on the list of Kalin Shebidmai in Yehuda, says the Gemara, when is that? Barishona hayu Chometz Shebiyuda Padamana Maestras. Originally, what does that mean originally? Bizmana Mikdash. When they used wine, grapes and wine in Yehuda for Karbanos, that was the focus for the Nesachim. So then, Chometz in Yehuda was Pater from Maestras. Why? Because the wine that they used in Yehuda in those days was all for the Karbanos, and it didn't turn into Chometz. B'derech Neis, it never turned into Chometz. It was all wine, beautiful, amazing, for the Nesachim, for the wine libations in the Mikdash. So therefore, where did Chometz come from in Yehuda then? It only came from the shirayim, from the temed, from this liquid with the grape seeds. So that's why it was putter from Maestras, because the original item which it came from was putter, because it was hefker and it was not something that was the chashev, right? They only soaked the grape seed in the leftover sediment and fermentation. So the original item was putter from Maestras. So the liquid that came from there, the temed, as it's called in Mishnayos, which is this liquid, right, the grape seed and the sediment and the water, that's pater. So then when that ferments into vinegar, that's also going to be pater. So that's when in Yehuda it was pater. And therefore they used to bring chometz from tamid. But now that we don't bring wine for the Beis HaMikdash, so now the wine does not have a miraculous element to it. So even regular wine turns into chometz. Chayiv. So nowadays, chometz is different, because chometz can come from real wine, which was chayiv in Maestros, and therefore, that's not what the Mishnah is talking about. When the Mishnah says, that in Yehuda, chometz is pater, it's one of the kalim, it's talking about bizman ha-mikdash. Period. Interesting discussion of the Tosfos Yontif. The Tosfos Yontif right here on our Mishnah quotes this idea. He quotes it from the Bavli and Psachim and the Yerushalmi right here, and then he says, one second, so you don't bring any chometz from Yehuda in the times of the Mikdash because none of it ever became chometz, none of the wine, it was always wine. And therefore, if you see chometz, it must be from the temed, which was pater. The Avagav, the Tzam, is so, Perek Dala, the Shkalim, says the Tosfos Yontif right here. The Tosfos Yontif, why is it called Tosfos Yontif? Right? His name was Rabbi Yontif Liebman Heller. And Tosfos, because the Rav Bar Tanura was like the Rashi on Mishnah. So he wrote like a Tosfos on the Mishnah, right? Where he brings in all other Mishnayos and how things fit all together. Exactly. The Rav Bar Tanura acts like a Rashi. He gives Pashup Shad of the Mishnah, right? Where it is. And then the Tosfos Yontif says, that's amazing what the Bar Tanura did, but you have to know how all Mishnayos fit together with all the other Mishnayos and Shas. So I'm going to write a Tosfos on the Mishnayos. That's why he's on the outside. Exactly. The Bar Tanura is on the inside of the Mishnayos, just like Rashi is. And the Tosfos Yontif is on the outside. Tosfos Yontif was a Talmud of the Maharal Miprag. The Maharal Miprag says, you have to learn Mishnayos. He writes in his Akdama that the Maharal told me I have to write a commentary on Mishnah. So that's why we have the Tosfos Yontif. So Tosfos Yontif does exactly what he says he's going to do. Right, on this Mishnah, he says, but it doesn't it say in Masechta Shkalim, right, Linyan, regarding the one that supplied money and wine for the Nesachim of the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishnah there says, and if it ever turned into vinegar, the brunt of the loss has to be on the one that supplies the wine to the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is not going to lose. Only the one who supplies the wine is going to have to bear the brunt. What do you mean, bear the brunt? There's a miracle, it never happened. Right, so what does it mean? If the wine ever turned into vinegar, he's going to have to bear the brunt of the loss. We learned here that it never happened that the wine ever became. So the other says, Lokasha Velomidi. Number one, Chada, Tahaki Amar of Nachman, Bitchilik Shemivim Nesachim Yehuda, Loi Yenashim Yunam Achmed, Ashuros Nedochan Seorim. Sometimes if they added barley to it, it would become bad. Maybe some barley fell in, it wasn't pure. Maybe it wasn't pure, and therefore the miracle wouldn't work if it wasn't pure. Number two, maybe, it's not that it ever did, but it's just saying the halacha, if it would become chometz. Afilu kitema shemei olam loechmitz v'komachem mitzrach lemisni. Mishum de'ein somchen alaneis, kedash kechinam bereish mesechas yuma. Right? You don't rely on a miracle, just like the Gemara says at the beginning of mesechas yuma, that they got an extra Kohen Gadol ready, just in case the Kohen Gadol became tamei on Yom Kippur, even though one of the 10 miracles that happened at the base of Ekdish is that the Kohen Gadol never saw carry on Yom Kippur. But ein somchen alaneis, you have to be ready. So therefore, the one who supplied the wine had to be ready to bear the brunt of the loss, if it came to that. That's a little Tosfos Yontif, Ein Somchen Al Anes discussion on our Mishnah. Good. So, what did we just say? We just said that the chometz, if it would come from the temed, so then it would be pater, because temed's pater from Isris, right? This mixture of water and grape seed and sediment, and what comes from it is pater. So now the Gemara says, Michal Vashitasi Derbi Yehuda, seems to be against the following Mishnah, what we just said. Because we learned in the Mishnah in Maisris, Hametamid v'nasan mayim b'mida. What if I'm making temed? Again, what's temed? I have some shirayim, some of the leftovers from the what I made wine from. I have some grape seeds, I have some peels, I have some sediment, and I'm going to add water to that. That's mitamed, making temed. So Hametamid v'nasan mayim b'mida, and I put in water, a specific amount of water, and then afterwards I measure. After I make this, so now I take the water out. I take the temet out now. Now it's like mixed in. It's a little colorful from the sediment. And I take it out and I measure and the water is exactly the same amount of liquid that I put in. Same amount. It's not more. Which means how much absorption was there from the stuff. If the water is exactly the same amount that I put in, I'm taking it out. Umatza kadei midaso. So Tanakama says pater. The Tanakama says that obviously didn't absorb much, and therefore it's still water. Water is water. It looks a little like wine, but the fact that it's the exact same amount tells me that it didn't really absorb too much, and we can consider it water, and it's pater from Isis. That's the Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda b'chayev. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, chayev, even if it's the same exact amount, Rabbi Yehuda says, you're still going to be chayev because it absorbs something. So what do you see from that Mishnah? That Rabbi Yehuda holds that temet is chayev in Maizrus. We just said the whole svara of the chomet, if it comes from the temet, is going to be pater. Only if it comes from the wine that became vinegar is going to be chayev. But what do you mean? Rabbi Yehuda says here in the Mishnah in Maizrus that temet is chayev in Maizrus. And we just said, mashra from our Mishnah, that it's not. The kohu amar hachin, and here he says otherwise. So the Gemara answers, amar Rabbi La, barishona. Originally, when Rabbi Yehuda says that, his barishona line, that originally they made chometz in Yehuda from the wine, from the temet. So barishona hayu anavim merubos, v'lo hayu chartzanim chashuvos. Right, originally grape seeds were not chashuv, right? And that's why when he said in the days of the Mikdash, when they made the temet from the grape seeds, so it wasn't chashuv, they made them so the temet would be putter also. V'yachshav, she'en anavim merubos, chartzanim chashuvos. Nowadays, we're not as affluent, and even the grape seeds we take seriously and are chashuv. So you're right, temet bizman amigdash was putter, and therefore what came from the grape seeds themselves were putter, and therefore the temet that came from them was putter, and therefore the chometz that came from them was putter, right? But nowadays, the grape seeds are more chashuv, so therefore, we act differently. So again, the same yisod that's come up three times already. There's nothing fundamental about, is grape seed yes, is grape seed not. It depends on what people do. If people are serious about it and are machshav it, so then they don't make it efker, and therefore it's going to be a chayv in Maizrus. And if not, it will be pater from Maizrus. Stop there for a moment. This Mishnah in Maizrus is quoted in a number of places in Shas. Right? This is quoted in Chulin, and it's quoted in Baal Basra. So we do have Rishonim that talk all about this Mishnah. So okay, what does the Mishnah say? If I put water into this sediment and grape seed, and I take it out, and it's the exact same amount, then the Tanakhama says, it's like water. It's not chayev in Maizrus. And maybe, what bracha would you make on it? Maybe you'd make a shakol. Maybe that's another machlokas, that Tanamir. Would you make a shakol? Would you make a bari paragafen on it? Maybe that could be another machlokas. So the Rishonim discuss, I'll just give you two. One from Baba Basra, and one from Psachim. Baba Basra. Well, sorry, they asked basically the same question. This is the same question. Rabbeinu Yonah Baba Basra. We have Aliyas Rabbeinu Yonah Baba Basra. It's Tzadi Zion. Amid Aleph. Matzah Kedemi Daso Pater. Right? This vicious is quoted there in Baba Basra. Ask Rabbeinu Yonah, how could the Tanakhama say it's like water? Right? What does it look like? What does it taste like? Right? Don't we hold Tam Ki Iker? Don't we hold that if you could taste it? Right? How do we say? How was there Shishim? Neged it? You always go by the Tom. So Kashali, Amai Pater, Esra Ben Yonah, why are, does the Tanakhama say, if it's the same exact amount of water, it's going to be Pater. Kiva Shiesh Sham No Saint Tom. Shaykal Yisur and Shabbatara No Saint Tom. All Yisur and Batara go by taste. Vahacha Tam Yeshbo. There's for sure taste in here, even if it's the same amount. Right? And he quotes it from the Gemara Chulin that says there's No Saint Tom. Don't say it's no sitam lefgam, that it imparts a negative taste, because then why would you be making this temet in the first place? Right? If it's no sitam lefgam, why would, no sitam lefgam is always like a bidyevet. After 24 hours, it becomes pagum, and if something happened by mistake, it fell in, it's pagum. But you're making the temet here. So obviously, you don't think it's pogam, the water that's going in. Dimkein lamam misamdin imhu pogam. So, I don't understand, asked Rabbeinu Yonah, why, according to the Tanakhama, would you say this is cold water, and therefore it's not chayv and maizrus, and maybe you'd make a shakol on it? It's no saint tam. No saint tam is always significant in halacha. And then, what about if there's more than kedei midaso? Right? What if there's a little more water? Right? If there's a little more water, so then nobody argues. Everybody agrees that there's a chayv and maizr. Pirish, Rekivin the Mechayvir Abanim Maiser, who are dealing in Bracha, Chamra Ma'al Yehu. Umay Kushi says, maybe there's a difference between Bracha and Maiser. So he quotes from Rabbeinu Yitzchak. He says, maybe the point is, because here we're talking about Demai. That's why. He says, if we were talking about mamish something, tevel, so then maybe you would say, yeah, no sitam and yevachiv and maishos. But maybe here in this brisa, we're talking about demai. Umishim hachi patri rabbanim mechadei midaso. That's why the whole chi of the shaky. Lehilkach lo machayvi rabbanim temet shel demai b'maiser. Ela b'derach mezikaso yayin b'maim. You need as much water and as much wine as normally put into water, right? One to three. One part wine, 3 parts water. Ub ke'inyan shemavarchan ala bari peragaf and davi kamanda isol lachamer be'enei. V'lo chashrin and lekadai rovas. And he has a big piece, but that's one of his suggestions, Rabbeinu Yonah. If you look at Rabbeinu David in Psachim, right, there's also a couple of others in Psachim on Daf Mem Beis. So Rabbeinu Yonah there, Rabbeinu David also, Rabbeinu David, one of the classic we showed him there, he asked basically the same question. V'ika lakshuyeh, hechi patri rabbanan, afilu mazak limidaso. Tabet lacham raskinan. It's wine. Kol sheyesh bo tam yehechayiv. Midi tahavi ashmarim shel yayin nesach. Sharia tevel oser huben osei tam min b'sheino mino. If you have a little bit of yayin nesach in a tiny, so if it's tam, so then it's gonna be a problem. V'ika lameymar, he says, Avamisha tevel oser but osei tam, hova tam shemayim eino elemen ashmarim eino oser. Shashmarim, avamisha hayu min atevel, ein b'am din meiser, shein nechalim. The grape seeds and the sediment is not edible. You're right, no sin tam usually is significant in halacha, but that's where no sin tam comes from, a food. It comes from something that you eat. But here, the whole tam is being put in by something that's not edible, right? It's by the grape seeds. The einan bichlal meiser. The only way that it becomes chiv and meiser is if you add some liquid to it. So if the original sediment and grape seed wasn't chayiv, so maybe that's why the Tanakama holds only if it makes bigger, the volume, would you be chayef? And then he says, and then he says, because another answer, maybe you're using shmarim that were meusar already, right? You took wine as meiser, you just didn't take wine from the sediments. But the sediments were covered by the meiser that you took from the wine. Okay, so he talks, we shouldn't talk all about this. How does Tom work in this regard to this temet? Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. Okay, feel free to look there at all the Rishonim, Psachim Membeis, and Baba Basra Tzadi Zion. Right, that's homework. Here we go. Says the Gemara, Rav Huna Amar, third to last line, Rav Huna Amar, Rav Yirmiya, boy. Let's have the Pliga of Shimon Melakish. But isn't this all arguing and seems to be against Reish Lakish? What's Reish Lakish? We had Reish Lakish back on Daf Aleph. Remember, we had the Machlokas of Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Remember, we had to understand the Mishnah, all of these Kalin. Again, Rabbi Yochanan said, why these Kal? Because you can assume they're from Hefker. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan said, even if you know it's Vadai Tevel, you still don't have to be Mafresh, because you can assume it's from Hefker, and Hefker is part of Ramaisras. Reish Lakish said no. Reish Lakish says no. The reason that they're Kalin Shevet Demai is because you can assume they're very not chashuv, so the Amaris probably took off the Chumas and Maisers anyway. He doesn't care about giving it away. But if you know it's Vaday Tevel, so then you can't. You can't. But it's Mashma from this Brisa that Temed is always Pater, even if it's Vaday Tevel. Right? We just had that discussion of Rabbeinu Yonah that he said maybe it's about Demai. But the Gemara here is saying maybe this Brisa sounds like even if it's Vaday Tevel is going to be Pater, and therefore that's Akasha on Reish Lakish. There's no answer given, right? No answer given. That's just the answer might be no. The answer would be no. It's about Demai. It's not about Tevel. That's what he would answer. But again, there's no answer in the Gemara. As Reb Chaim Kanievsky here says, Velo Mishani Midi, no answer is given. Period. But ask the next Gemara. The Gemara asks the following question. Riemann. So Riemann were on the list, right? You go back to the Mishnah. We had Riemann was number two. Right, Kalin Shevet Demai, Shisin were the wild figs, and Riemann were number two. Says the Gemara, V'yirbu kol Riemann. Oh, I'm sorry, and the end of the Mishnah. The end of the Mishnah said, the Rabbi Yehuda says, all Shisin are Pater except for Diftara, all Riemann are Pater except for Rimei Shikmana. Right, all the Rabbi Yehuda says, all Riemann are exempt or Kalin, except the Riemann and Shikmana, those are really Chashev. The Riemann of Shikmana are Chashev, and therefore those are not Kalin Shevet Demai. So says the Gemara, the Yirbu kol Riemann al Rimei Shikma v'yu Paturin. If you get a Riem somewhere out, again, what exactly is a Riem? Not sure. The Mara Fulda, I'm just looking now, has the Girsa of Rimon. So it can't mean regular rimonim, because regular rimonim are pretty chashuv, one of the shivas amidim. But anyway, so, but the Gemara asks, why don't you say there's a rove? Look at the Gra. The Gra says that the havamina here is that wherever you find a rim or a rimon, wherever you find a rime shikma, even the rest of the world, somebody tells you it's a rime shikma, so it's going to be chayev. But what do you mean? Why don't you say that the rime shikma are batal in all the rimin of the world, and therefore if you get one, it's bittal. It's bittal if somebody tells you that this might be one. The year book of the rimin, al rime shikma, v'yupaturin. Why don't you go by the whole world, and by the whole world, all the rime shikma will be batal in the rest of the rimin of the world. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Tipater, b'malkam shirov mishamrin. Maybe we're talking about in shikma. Right, we're talking about in a place where most guard the rimin. And therefore, it's not going to be batal. Meaning, in a chinami, maybe rov would work outside, but rov is not going to work in shikma because there, rov of the rimin are chashuv, and people do guard them and don't make them hefker. Rabbi Yossi Barabi boy, or Rabbi Yossi Barbun boy. Okay, so what about in shikma or shikmana? Vein kol olam kulo lefanav. Right? Even within Shikmana, you should say Pater. Why? Because the whole world's Rimonim are still Pater. The Yerba Kala Rimon Shiba Olam Arime Oso Amakom Yipaturin. Right? How do you determine the population of the Rove that you will go by? So first the Gemara says, why don't you say all the Rims in the world, all the Rimon in the world should be Mavatel, the Rimon of Shikma? The Gemara says, okay, maybe in the rest of the world, yeah. But what if you're in Shikma? So the Gemara says, but you can still go by the Rove of the world, can't you? And therefore, it should be Pater. No answer given. But what does that question reflect? Right? So the Mefarshim connect this to the Gemara Baba Basra, Daf Chav Gimel, where you have the discussion of Rove and Karov. Remember that case, Rove and Karov. You find a chicken, you find a little chicken next to a place, next to a nifal. You find it next to a city. So do you go by, where does chicken come from? Did it come from the chicken coop that's close by? Right, and then it belongs to the person who owns the chicken coop, or maybe it came from the world. Maybe it came from the world. Do you go by Rove or Karov? Right, that's a question of the Gemara. Rabbi Hanina. So, Nipol, Hanifsa, B'toch HaMishamama, right, it talks about if it's, you find a little chick, a little gozal, next to, within proximity of a chicken coop. Do you assume it came from the chicken coop? Do you assume it came from the world? And that's where the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Hanina, Rove, Vikarov, Holchinachar HaRov. Right, Rove, Vikarov, right, the Rove beats Karov. Rove beats Karov. That's the Gemara, by the way. Chav Gimel and Bezin, Bava Bas from the Bavli, later on in the Amud, one of the greatest lines in all of Shas, where Yirmiyah once asked, what if you have one little foot of the chicken inside 50 Amos and one outside 50 Amos? And they threw him out of the base medrash for that question. It's like, doesn't seem so far-fetched. You know, there are other unusual questions like that in the base medrash, but the Gemara says, must be something deeper there. V'yaldaf kurl of Yirmiyah mi'bei medrasha. Right, what kind of question is that? Don't ask every what if question. So says the Gemara earlier says Rov Vakarov Holchanachar Harov. So the Mefarshim wondered that this Yerushalmi seems to not take that approach. It seems to take that approach, and that could have been the answer. And why didn't the Gemara? And the Gemara could have dealt with this issue here, right? Because the Gemara says even in Shikma, why don't you go by the Rov? But what do you mean Karov would mean all the Remans here, which are chayef? So Gemara is saying Rove beats Karov even where it's like a Karavada, it's in the city. So again, if you look in, for example, Rabbi Yosef Engel in Baba Basra, he says, look in the Yerushalmi in Demai. Mamish has all of Shas Bavli Yerushalmi on his fingertips. But that's what he says. He says, Nir be'enai, ayin Yerushalmi Demai Aleph Aleph Besofa, v'yirbu kalarimin shav'olam arimi osomakom. That's what he just makes that hara. Unbelievable. Right? You read this Gemara, like what does it have to do with anything else in Shas? But he connects this to that sugya of Rov and Karov. The Achronim discuss why Rov beats Karov. Rav Elchanan speaks about it there. Again, a huge topic. That whenever we have a case of Suffolk, there's always the issue of Birur versus Hachra. When the Torah tells me to do something, is that because the Torah says yes, it's clear, it clarifies it, what's called a Mevarer? If I go after the Rove, we discussed this a couple days ago, I think, with Rubit the Isakamon, Rubit the Lesakamon, right? If there's a Rove, so following the Rove means, I have no idea if it's true, but the Torah tells me to do this. Or, if it's Rove, I'm allowed to assume that this is true. I'm allowed to assume that this is true. It's a mevarer. So, Rabbi Elchanan on that Gemara Bava Basra says, a rove is a mevarer. While Karov, did it come from someplace close? That's a Hachra. That's just, I don't know, but you know what? No, you go by the Karov. That's why Rov beats Karov. Because Birur is greater than a Hachra. And that's the case here. In the Chashuke Chemed, we haven't had one of those in a while. Chashuke Chemed on that Gemara in Baba Basra, discusses, there was a case where it was Erev Yom Kippur. So you know Erev Yom Kippur or Purim sometimes, you have like 15 different, bowls on the bima of, tztaka. Right? So what happened? They found some money on the bima next to the bowls. Bowl that it had come from. Right? Which bowl did it come from? So, it was next to one of the bowls. But, a different one of the bowls had more in it. So, Rov Vikarov. Right? Do you go by what it's next to? Or do you go by most? So, he goes back and forth. And maybe it didn't have Rov when... Right now it has Rov. But who knows if that other bowl had more in it, you know, originally, when this money was somewhere. Interesting. That's what the... he discusses it... discussed it there. What would you go by? Okay, let's just continue a little bit more. Halacha Beis says the next second Mishnah here in Maseches Demai. Hademai. Ein lo chomesh ve'ein lo bir. Right, we had in the end of the previous Masechta about Ravai, right? Chomesh and beer. Remember, Machlokes v'sharim b'sevel. Hademai. Ein lo chomesh ve'ein lo bir. Demai, because it's all mishum suffik that you're being mafresh. You do not have to add on a chomesh. Right, if somebody is being podim meiser sheni of demai, you don't have to add on 25%. Ve'en lo bir, and again, you don't have to, at the end of the 3 and the 6 years, you don't have to get it out of your house, because it is only a derabanan. Ve'necha lo onein, and meiser sheni of demai can be eaten by an onein, even though meiser sheni usually cannot. Ve'necha lo Yerushalayim b'yotzei, and let's say meiser sheni or revai went into Yerushalayim, I'm not allowed to then take it out and redeem it. Because once it's in, it's called kaltua mechitzas. But here, ma'aser sheni d'mai, you can take it in, you can take it out, it's all okay. Ma'abdin es mi'uto bedrachim. What does that mean? Many different shatim. Ma'abdin es mi'uto bedrachim. If you look in the Pnei Moshe says, if you find it, on the road, so if you usually find the Devarshim B'Kedusha on the road, you have to be careful, you have to take it, you have to wrap it up, you have to... Here, if you see a little bit on the road, if it's of demai, you don't have to be so machmed about it. If it stays there and it gets lost, it's okay if it's a big tircha to take. Or he quotes, the Rambam says, if you lose some on the way, you know, you don't have to make yourself so crazy about, not losing any tiny little bit, right? Ma'adad es mi'utov, it's a little bit, you know, losing it on the road. Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, if it's just a little bit, you don't even have to take it up to Yerushalayim. You don't have to take it, just leave it there. You're not allowed to eat it outside of Yerushalayim, but you can just leave it there to rot. Fine. V'nosa l'am ha'aretz, and you could give it to an am ha'aretz, even though we're choshes that he might eat it betuma. But again, this is not vadai anyway. V'ochlo kenegda, but if you do it, there's a chumra, one should eat the amount parallel to what you gave him with ma'aser sheni kedusha in Yerushalayim. Right? So whatever you give him. Period. Then we'll stop before the word mechalal, because that's going to go on to the next daf, into what you're allowed to, what type of money you're allowed to switch the ma'aser sheni onto normally, and what's the kula by ma'aser sheni of demai. Okay, we'll stop here. Demai, daf dalet.